2 years ago, after COVID, I made the decision to move back to Alberta. Hinton was selected, among several contenders, to continue living out a retirement lifestyle akin to the one I left and cherished in Kimberley, BC the previous 6 years. One key attraction to Hinton was the Pathway to the Park project. I really miss riding the Rails to Trails, R2T, A30KM+, well-loved, Kimberley to Cranbrook, and beyond, paved trail system. The e-bike boom for us less extreme and modestly active seniors was truly life-changing. That allows us to now get out and use the paved trails with more confidence than many mountain, forest trails allow. I witnessed a very diverse range of users on the R2Ts, walkers, runners of all age groups, abilities, seniors, all abilities, residents from senior, extended care facilities, baby strollers, families, cyclists pulling child trailers, rollerbladers, motorized wheelchairs, various adapted bikes for those with physical limitations, horse groups, athletes training in off-season for skiing, school groups, dog walkers, tourists, you name it. All enjoyed this trail, the scenic stops along the path and the opportunity to stop midway for lunch, cold bevy at a golf course close to the path. I rode often with folks well into their 80s and even a 92-year-old e-biker. It was a given that the trail was respected and shared with all local and visiting user groups. In a sense, it felt like a community coming together sharing a common experience. I never felt it was too busy, crowded. This well-used trail, I believe, changed the life of many people who, without it, would not have the same opportunity to be as active or healthy, whilst out enjoying the gorgeous rivers and mountain scenery. It is my hope a similar opportunity arises for Hintonites, visitors to benefit from a trail like the ones in Kimberley, Banff, Rocky Mountain House to Nordegg, Invermere, BC, Nelson, BC, to name a few. Thank you. Faith Harold.